Recently, a group of more than 70 elders took a bus about an hour southeast of Anchorage as part of the South Central Foundation's Elders Program. They were gathering and learning about the healing properties of plants. Jacqueline Estes has the latest story in our ongoing series looking at culture in Alaska.
Kim Asplund is a health educator at the South Central Foundation Health and Wellness Center.
Yarrow, if you put it in your mouth and chewed it up a little bit and put it on something that was bleeding, it's good to stop the bleeding right away.
She's talking with some of the elders on an outing, first to Whittier, then to the Moose Flats picnic area in Portage Valley. They're harvesting plants Alaska natives have used as food or medicine for thousands of years.
As it blossoms, it has little white flowers on the end.
What's that now?
Yarrow.
Asplund leads harvesting trips in the spring and fall. This is the first time Caroline Dementev has come along. She's originally from Holy Cross, a Yukon River village in western interior Alaska.
So it's a world of education, health education, and just promises you well-being. So I know that I'm learning a whole bunch of stuff, but I did know stuff about the dandelion. The whole thing is good for you. And then the root. If you dry it and grind it up, it's good for coffee substitute, see?
The group slowly scatters across the picnic area in pursuit of plants such as dandelion and fiddlehead fern. Sharon Dye is originally from Sand Point in the Aleutians.
What do you have here?
I have cottonwood buds. I've learned this in the elders program about making it's kind of like for pain relief. You put these in olive oil and leave it there for like 2.5 weeks or so, I think in the sun, so that the sun, it infuses and then you strain it and you can rub it on your arthritis or whatever and it takes the pain away.
Have you actually tried it?
Yes, I have. It does work.
Everyone moves to a campfire to toast marshmallows and hear from Marianne Lila, director of the Plants for Human Health Institute at the State University of North Carolina. The day before, she helped teach a 2-day class for students, elders, and scientists on how to test the chemical makeup of plants to measure their healing properties. She's been coming to Alaska for several years now and is particularly interested in berries.
I'm such a berry advocate because blueberries in particular have such a wealth of efficacies for human health, everything from diabetes to cardiovascular disease to obesity and metabolic syndrome to cancer.
Lila says plants develop chemical defenses against the environment. Those defenses include antioxidant, antibiotic, and other healing properties. And because many Alaskan plants live on the margins of survival, their defenses make stronger medicine than plants in other climates.
The thing that makes plants so wonderful is they have a whole cornucopia of phytochemicals that interact together and attack human disease conditions from many different angles at once. So if one thing isn't working so well, another thing will. And that's what gives them such broad spectrum protection.
So you peel off this bark. You peel off the thorns, you know.
Wearing gloves and using a pocket knife, Kim Asplund is peeling a dry stalk of last year's Devil's Club. She says over the years, she's learned more from elders than she's taught them.
My husband is familiar with this stuff.
He
makes tea out of that.
She says part of the healing for these elders is just getting outside, getting a taste of home.
Oh, this tip right here is delicious. Do you want to taste a little bit
of
it?
Yeah, I do.
The fresh new Devil's Club tip tastes like a spruce tree smells, kind of like spring. I'm Jacqueline Estes.
Peel back the bark. And this bark right here.
I like the smell.
Oh, I love the smell.